All righty, folks. We welcome you back. It's Sports Talk. It is the Tuesday edition of the program. We roll on talking hoops and more. He is the head coach of the Duck Women's program. You could follow along on Twitter. The handle is at GoDucksKG. Kelly Graves checks in. Coach, we've been speaking pretty regularly during this lockdown. How and you are the family hanging in there now, about 7 weeks in?
Yeah, we're all doing well. Everybody's healthy. It's been nice having the boys around. I'm actually up here at Black Butte Ranch by myself right now. I just came up here and left everybody at home. But I think they're on their way up here at some point in the next few days.
All right, well.
I need a little time away. When you got three they're not teenagers anymore, early 20s. You know, they can drive you nuts.
Little me time never hurt anybody.
So, absolutely.
You know, I wanted to ask you because yesterday we woke to the news that the Hall of Famer, the winningest coach in NFL history, Don Shula, passed away at age 90, became a head coach in the league at just 33. We know the resume. But as a coach, I know you were really young during the Miami dynasty, but what pops to your mind about, Don Shula, the coach?
Well, I've heard some of his former players talk about him, and several of them have teared up when they did, which, you know, to me shows that they loved him and he must have, really developed great relationships with his players, which I think is always the key to coaching. You want to be a great coach, you've got to develop deep relationships, but he always seemed like he was under control. Even though I heard some stories where he got pretty fiery, I don't know, it didn't seem like that was him, but you called it. Unfortunately, I don't know a lot about him. I just know the accolades, the four-time coach of the year, the winningest coach ever, and still the only team. I can't believe that. The only team to still go undefeated.
Yep.
In the regular season and the playoffs. So that's a record that I thought would have, at some point, been tied, but
now,
not.
The Patriots almost got there in 07, but the Giants beat them.
Yeah, I'm sure you were sad about that.
Oh, yeah, I got over it pretty quick. You know, when you're coaching the pros, you're surrounded only by coaches of that sport. But, you know, you as a part of the huge athletic department at Oregon, obviously all the different sports. So I'm kind of curious, be it training or strategy, is there a level of communication with fellow coaches of different sports where you kind of trade notes and, you know, benefit each other?
Absolutely. We can all learn from each other. As I've been watching this Last Dance, there are things in that program that coaches from every sport can learn, you know, from Phil Jackson and from Michael Jordan and the rest. But absolutely, you know, I work relatively close with Dana. You know, we're in the same space a lot. I've learned a lot from him. And, Coach Cristobal has really impressed me. And I really enjoy talking with him and his staff. And I could name several others, at Oregon. But I think that's critical. And we can learn from everybody, regardless of sport, because I guess coaching is coaching, you know. It's not just about the X's and O's. It's everything else. And that, I think, crosses all sports.
After you guys won the Pac-12 tournament, things got shut down. The South Carolina coach, Dawn Staley, expressed some frustration. She thought the Ducks were getting a little too much coverage. And, of course, the game was never to be. I don't know if you're aware, she was on WIS in South Carolina today saying that they're working on Ducks Gamecocks for next year. I mean, is she talking in mythological terms, or is there any teeth here?
No, there's teeth there. Yeah, we've been talking, and I really like Dawn. I don't think our fan bases really like each other, but she and I get along fine, and yes, we've got something in the works. I don't know at this point if, in my opinion, if we really want to do it right now, and I'll tell you why. It's just if I think we want to start, the deal in Eugene, but man, I'm not sure we're going to have fans, and the one great thing about playing a game like that is to do it for the fans. We were the two best fan bases in the country in terms of attendance, and it would be a shame to have them come in and it wouldn't be open to the public or what. We just don't know right now. So I'm not sure, you know, how far this is going to go, but sure, we've talked. We want to do it. We're definitely going to do a home and home. Just when that starts, I don't know, because of everything that's up in the air right now.
Yeah, the making definitive plans at this point is just not realistic. Talking with Coach Graves, you know, we really haven't delved that deep into some of your recruiting commits. Today you posted film on guard Tahina Paupau. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yeah, Tahina Paupau. Talk about a name of a star.
Right. Another one.
In the game of one.
Yeah, I was watching the film you posted. She's got a great handle. It doesn't seem like she lacks confidence. What could you tell us about her game? Because, you know, you do have a little hole to fill in the backcourt.
We do, and I think she's the kind of player that's capable of filling it. Tahina kind of rhymes with Sabrina, too, I guess. So. for all those poets out there that can maybe someday put that together. But, no, she's... she's got a lot of moxie. I know you know that term. Maybe a lot of your listeners don't. But she's got a certain flair. She's obviously very skilled. Sees the game differently than a lot. You know, she's ahead of the play most of the time. But she can shoot the three. She can get to the basket. She can finish in different ways, as you can see. She's an elite passer. And what I like about her, she's an excellent rebounder. She's going to be the type of player that is capable of getting triple doubles, you know, at some point, because she's so big and strong and can hit the board. So I really like her. And you see the big grin she's always
yep.
got. She's just got a little style about her, and I love that. But make no mistake, she is a, for lack of a better term, a killer on the court.
You know, in March, Paige Buechers, who's going to go to UConn, won the Naismith High School Player of the Year. But Tahina and another future Duck, Sydney Parrish out of Indiana, were among the 10 finalists, also a guard. What could you tell us about her game?
Well, Sydney, I think, is the best shooter in the country. So just think Erin Boley, you know, about that same size. She's about 6'2", can really stroke it. But, you know, is pretty good off the bounce. She's good around the rim, finishes with both hands. You know, she's a little bit more of a scorer than just a pure shooter. But that's what she does, and I think does better than anybody in the country.
So I want to get to this Bulls documentary. You know, you see Dennis
yeah.
Rodman. So in the middle of the season chasing a title, he says, "I'm bored." And my first thought was, man alive, this guy is just out there. And, you know, as a college coach, you don't have to deal with players who have guaranteed contracts. So without names, have you had players who you had to struggle, you had to find a way to get them on the same page because they were a little too me-oriented?
Yeah, not really at Oregon. I mean, we kind of, you know, we do our vetting process during the recruitment. So we're getting those players that, you know, that are team first. And that's what I like about this group coming in. Of those five incoming freshmen, they all won state championships except for Tahina, and they would have this year. They were in the final, but it was canceled, and they ended up the number one ranked team in the nation. So they're all coming from winning programs, and I think that's critical. So they know what it takes. It's not about me, it's about we. And but no, other than Sabrina, she was kind of ornery for 4 years. No, I'm just kidding. And Ruthie, I mean, what an attitude. Come on, Ruthie. No,
get your head in the game.
Hopefully, this will probably go out somewhere. Somebody says, oh, coach is knocking his players. No, I'm very sarcastic there, right? No, I haven't really. Over the years, yes, I probably am not comfortable in talking about those, but no, not here, that's for sure.
No, I've actually referred to you guys as Team Unity more than once. So
yeah, no doubt.
You know, so here we are the first week in May. Normally, you know, the tournament would be 4 or 5 weeks in the rear view, the returning players. So as you wind down a season, we know there are guidelines as to permissible contact. Do you have, like in business, exit interviews and, you know, tell so-and-so they had to work out on boxing out or three-point shooting? Do you have like an end-of-season performance review and expectations from when you all gather again?
Yeah, that's great. Great question, and yes, we do. Unfortunately, I haven't done them yet this year, but yeah, typically we would have the coaching staff come in and each player would take their turn, and we'd set up an appointment, and we basically, you know, just kind of review the season like you would in any job, and then talk about those things that, you know, that they need to get better at, and, you know, in order to either prepare themselves for WNBA or to get more playing time or whatever that the case may be. But at some point we will. I know we're having our second team Zoom meeting, call, I don't know what you refer to it as, on Thursday with next year's group. We had one 2 weeks ago. It was awesome. And we're going to try to do it every 2 weeks, and just kind of, because every 2 weeks we get new information on school being open, school being closed, them being able to work out. You know, 2 weeks is an eternity, it seems like, with this coronavirus. So, we'll discuss some stuff, and actually I'll start talking about some specifics and start sending them some video, you know, about what we do, some of our sets, and so they can become a little bit familiar with that stuff.
All right, yeah, that's our lives.
We still can't require them to work out, though, Steve.
Oh, okay.
That's against the rules.
Yeah, that's why I said I know there were guidelines that you adhere to extremely strictly, in case anybody's listening. But
you're a pretty good journalist. You could probably make me slip sometime.
I would never want to do that, as long as you behave yourself.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So let's close with this. The last time we spoke, you'd scored a basketball, a hoop, at the Graves household because you could no longer access Oregon's facilities. So have you been hooping it up? Have you been able to put your kids in their place, either at horse or dominating on the low post?
Yeah, it's all low post. That's the thing. As skinny as our driveway is, it's a two-car garage, and it's not that far to the curb. So it becomes a power muscle game. And unfortunately, I've lost a lot of muscle, but I still have a lot of guile and savvy. And so I'm still able to get a hoop in here and there. There's absolutely no defense going on, Steve. None. And if my boys want to post me up and just back me in it, okay, go for it. You know, I'll hold them and grab them and foul them, but that's the extent of my defense.
All right,
we've been having fun. It was a good move.
All right, well, I was saying, you know, once this clears up, if the invitation includes no responsibility for defense, I am totally all in.
Okay, well, you know how efficient we are on offense.
Right.
I always tell people, I tell people, well, there's no D in Oregon, but there are two O's, so...
I love it.
That's what I like to play, and that's how we like to play.
All right. Hey, Coach, glad you're doing well. Always enjoy our talks. Again, keep up with what he's up to at GoDucksKG. Kelly Graves, always have a ball. You be well, be safe, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Steve. You too, buddy.
All right, take it easy. All right, there you go. Kelly Graves, always have such a fun time talking up. Coach, what do you say we take a break? Come back, wrap up the 4 o'clock hour next, 95.3 The Score.